Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. Today's a special day for two reasons. One, this is my first time podcasting not in my own environment. I am in a hotel in Los Angeles, California. I've never done a destination episode. And the other reason this is exciting is because I'm having my third guest on today. I have with me Lindsay Ray, a content creator and my favorite California girl. I wanted to have her on the podcast because I think a lot of you will love what she has to say. And we both recently went through and are going through a lot of similar things. So I thought it'd be fun to have a little girl talk moment. She's killing it on YouTube and Instagram. She also has a podcast, Waves and Rays. So if you don't already follow her on those platforms, you definitely should. I love her vibes. Her content is so comforting to watch. So I think you guys will really like it too. So that being said, let's welcome Lindsay to the On My Mind podcast. Hello, Lindsay. Okay, I have a question for you. I go a little icebreaker. This might be a little deep, but what's on your mind today? Anything stick out?
What's on my mind? Mm-hmm.
You go, nothing.
I go, absolutely nothing. Nothing's going on up there. Currently, what's on my mind is just being excited to be with you. And one thing that we were both talking about last time we were hanging out and today, what's on my mind is like how crazy it feels like I know you. And I feel like we're being reunited, even though we've never met before in person besides on Wednesday the other day. But I feel like I've known you forever. I'm like, my friend's coming to visit me that I haven't seen in so long. But I'm like, I've never met you.
I feel like, I don't know why. Well, I knew this going into it. I was like, I know I'm going to vibe with this girl. I just had a feeling like watching your content and stuff. And when I met you, obviously like the first 5 minutes were like, hi.
I know. What's your name? Today was honestly, vibes were so yes. much better.
Oh my God, the vibes were so dang good today. But I feel like, I don't know, we hung out for quite a few hours, like the first day that we met. And I feel like we connected really well. And conversations were so natural. It felt like I was catching you up on like my life up until this point, just so we could like be on the same page and be like, okay, now you know everything. Let's move forward.
Let's begin. Let's begin
the real friendship.
Core part of our friendship.
Yes, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was very much like first date vibes. I even told my mom that. I was like, I feel like I'm going on a first date right now.
Why was I nervous?
I know. I felt like I needed to open your door for you when you got there. I was like, let me get the door for you.
Lindsay picked me up, and like, that's not an LA thing to like go out of your way to like pick someone up. I don't know. That meant a lot that you picked me up.
I had to pick you up from the airport if you need me to.
Stop. I go, don't say that. I'm suddenly coming back.
I totally would. I'll drive you anywhere. Like, I'm the one here. I'll drive you. I know where to go. I know the streets.
No, you've been showing me so many good spots.
I have, you guys. I'm a foodie and a drinky.
Drinky. She's a matcha girly.
I'm a matcha girly. And also just like loving food, and my plans revolve around food. And I was so excited that you haven't tried any of the places that I went to. So now you have all these nice recommendations for everyone.
Added to the list. Tonight we went to, I don't want to say it wrong, Il Pastiano?
No.
No. Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed. What is it called?
Il Pasteo.
Okay. My Italian ancestors were like, bitch, shut up. We had the Justin Bieber pasta, and it was thick-ass rigatoni with pink sauce. It's like, what, vodka sauce, you said?
I think so.
Yeah, with cheese. We shared a show. We didn't share a Shirley Temple, but we both got Shirley Temples.
Two straws.
So good.
Yes.
The bread was so good. Anyway, that's kind of the setting for this.
You forgot a part.
What?
The cheesecake.
We did indeed have cheesecake.
We went ham. It was so good.
It's my send-off. I leave tomorrow, and I was like, well, one.
No, she doesn't.
Like,
she doesn't know yet. Can any hear this?
She's changing her plate.
I wanted to have Lindsay on and obviously spend more time with you because I was like, just a friendship that I'm like, I have good feelings about it.
Shut up.
I don't know. I feel like I've been in my friendship era, obviously with like things that I've recently gone through, which we'll get into. I don't know. I want to pour more into friendships lately and like say yes to more. I'll do a massive annoying life update in the next episode because I want to talk with Lindsay. But a few years ago, or maybe even like a year ago, I wasn't so much of a reaching out person, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to push myself, even if it makes me anxious. And it's like, imagine if I didn't, like, we wouldn't be here.
I know.
And I'm like, now I can't imagine not having you in my life.
Right? I was the same exact way. I think about a year ago, I made that decision at the beginning of summer to say yes to more things and to get out more. And life has just been totally different since then.
You've been a social queen.
For the past, honestly, year. I really wasn't before that. But you have to make that decision of saying yes and getting out there. And wow. It's great. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah, really. It's crazy when you think about it. It's like, what if I didn't? And then all the connections you would have missed or experiences. So we're in our saying yes era.
And I'm so happy for us. And I'm glad that we're both on that together. Because then we wouldn't be here.
Yes. Can we talk about the fact that when we first hung out, there were way too many similarities. I was like, what do you mean? Like, this is exactly what my situation is like, blah, blah, blah. All these little random things. I just feel like we've been aligning,
which we without had knowing no it. Idea on. All we knew was that we're both kind of going through one like phase of life together, but the fact that so many different parts of it are so aligned and so similar, we were like freaking out in the car right when you got in. Within the first 5 minutes, we're like, "Hey, this is actually kind of weird," but I love it. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy.
It was like those moments where your friend tells you something and you like slap your hand over your mouth. You're like, "Shut up!" I go, "That's me too." So we had a lot of those moments. We've been a little beating around the bush a little bit. Basically, our shared life experience. We're gonna dive right into it. As you guys know, I recently went through literally my first breakup. And so has Lindsay. Lindsay's definitely been opening up a lot about it on the internet, which I really admire. And that's kind of why I wanted to have her on here, just to kind of talk about our experiences. And I'll let her tell you guys more. But for her, she's been going through it for a little bit longer than I have, because mine is still kind of fresh. But you just got out of a very long relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I go, where do I lead on from this? I guess my first question, you guys, if you want the details, go watch her YouTube video. But what has been some of your biggest lessons that have come out of this so far? How far are you into this anyway?
About 5 months.
Half a year almost.
Yes, which is crazy because I was in a 5-year-long relationship. And I feel like I've learned a lifetime of lessons in the past 5 months. But something off the top of my head is I realized how much I needed to feel like an individual, because I've never really felt that in the past 5 years. I was never just one singular person going through life.
It's a pair.
Yes. Yeah. And when I started this relationship, I was 17. So I didn't feel freedom in a lot of ways because I was a teenager, obviously, just graduating high school. And then being in a relationship, and now I am not in a relationship and 24 years old, I'm feeling freedom like all around and feeling like an individual all around. And that's something that I've never experienced it. And I'm realizing how much I needed that to truly step into my own, almost like find myself in life and who I am.
That must have been scary at first. Like when it initially happened, were you scared about how you were going to navigate, or were you more like scared or, well, obviously when you first break up with someone, feelings are on high, emotions are pretty down bad, but I guess after those like initial emotions wore off, were you more scared about the next chapter or excited?
I was absolutely terrified.
Really?
Absolutely terrified. I was terrified to even think about next week or month from now. I was terrified to think of any part of life without that person in it. And something that I always say is I couldn't think of that. Since it terrified me, I didn't allow myself to. So I just thought about today and what I'm going to do today. And that really just got me through things because I was so, so scared. I really could not imagine life without the person. It terrified me.
I get that. I feel like for me, one of the hardest parts has been, you know, you have this idea for so long of what your future is going to look like with this person. And then when it ends, you get so thrown off because you're like, wait, all these plans are changing. You know, the trajectory of your life is literally going to do a 180 from what you thought it was going to be. And that is hard to navigate. But how have you been, I guess, navigating that change? Like, what has really helped you? What are things that have helped you through this breakup the most, do you think?
I think a balance between being with family and friends and being alone. So being with friends and family, one, is a great distraction from all the emotions that you're feeling. And these are people that you love and really just want to lift you up and guide you through this new chapter of life, especially when you have that great group of friends and your family is very supportive of you and your decisions and stuff. They, at least my family and friends, I could not have done this without them. They really, really helped navigate me through all of this with advice and just listening, really just listening. But that is amazing. But a really big part of it is being alone and leaning into being alone, pouring these things into yourself that you were once pouring into another person and into that relationship. Now's the time to do that for yourself. And that's a time where you're really going to self-reflect and learn things, because it's great to have, you're going to realize things when you're out with friends and stuff and all of that, but
real self-discovery and the tough times and the silent times,
that's when you learn a lot of things being alone. So trying to find a balance between both of those things.
Do you think that you 5 months ago would be surprised at this point you're at now? Because I feel like, and you can speak on this, but like how you're doing now, I feel like you've really been pouring into yourself and blossoming truly into your own individual lately. Do you think you 5 months ago would be surprised? Or I don't know, because I mean, I guess when I first went through it, I was like, this is literally gonna hurt forever. And it still does, obviously, but
a part of me, like I said, was really scared of imagining life without the person, but another part of me kept reminding myself that I'm gonna be okay and I'm gonna be better than okay. And I knew that that relationship needed to end. I knew that it needed to happen. I knew that I made the right decision. So I knew that I was gonna be okay. I really did see like a light at the end of the tunnel, even though I couldn't imagine what that was gonna be like. You know now that making a decision that's best for yourself and now focusing on yourself, what bad is going to come out of that? Nothing bad is going to come out of that. All good.
How have you been doing now? Like, give us a little update.
I'm thriving.
She is.
I'm sorry. I've been doing really good. Honestly, I still have days where it really hits me. And even days this week, I was sad and missing, like, for example, friendship part of that relationship. It hits me sometimes, but it passes. And that's like with any loss or grief or anything. It just hits you so hard and then it leaves as quick as it came. So I'm doing really well. And a lot of people have told me that I'm doing really well. And I'm happy. So I'm excited to say I'm happy.
She's going through the ups and downs. I mean, yeah, it's like, it's crazy. I don't know why I started singing there. But I feel like I have such high days. And obviously, there's still such low days. But I don't know. I said this in a recent YouTube video. But I was like, when I'm having like super uplifted moments, feeling super good, I just try to enjoy it instead of being like, oh, when is it going to feel shitty again? Because, you know, obviously in life, it's never going to be all one thing. That's also something that I try to remind myself when I'm feeling super low is like, you never stay there, even though it feels like the end of the world sometimes. And it's such a weird thing. Like, you brought up the word grief and that made me think of something. It's literally when a relationship ends, it's almost like you're grieving that it's like they died almost, especially when you go no contact. It's like so weird to have someone in your life every single day for however long you're together and then have that cut out. That was the weirdest and hardest part for me. You know, even on this trip, I've still been having moments where I'm like, I used to like send this person all my photos and they would be excited for me, ask me how my day was. And now I haven't had that, which has been weird, but I don't know. I've been either telling my friends about it or even like calling my parents more to tell them about it, which has been really nice. But it's a weird void that you feel.
At the beginning, it was very, very difficult at nights.
Yeah. Why does nighttime hit so bad? Worse. Yeah.
I was so sad at night, every single night. I was keeping myself very busy throughout the day and like distracting myself. Then once nighttime hit and it was a silence. That's what it was. It was a silence and the alone time. And I think that's what made me realize that I needed to be alone more, especially like during the day and stuff, and navigate that part of this journey. Because at first, the alone time was just at night, and that's when it was hitting me really hard. And I was like, okay, I need to like figure this out. And once I started being alone more and planning things alone and having meaningful alone time, I haven't had a night that's like that. Now I really enjoy my nighttime. I really, really do.
The growth?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes, girl.
My nighttime routine is the best. And I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, please, no one talk to me. I am in my zone. I have my red lights on. I have my Netflix on.
Do not disturb.
When before I was just like, I need to talk to someone. I need to do something. Like it, I got really, really anxious. That's past. As so many other things, you know,
yeah.
It's hard and then it passes.
It really is a balancing act of alone time versus distracting yourself. Cause obviously, you know, and everyone deals with different issues. It doesn't even have to be a breakup differently, whether some people will like throw themselves into their work or just distract themselves constantly with other people, and then some people will do the opposite of that and just only be alone, which both ends can be really extreme. So I feel like finding a good balance between the two, because I feel like distractions are also healthy. You don't want to be, you know, I had days where I was like rotting in my room and that didn't make me feel good. So distracting myself was nice, like seeing someone or going to the gym. Distractions can be good.
I think distractions are great because sometimes you're just feeling one emotion or another so much. So when you are out and you let yourself have fun and you let yourself be with your friends and do those things, it's so important.
Do you feel like, because I know for me, sometimes when I'm not ready to open up about something to someone or I'm not feeling like talking to someone about it, I feel like what's really helped me lately is writing everything that I want to say or think down in a journal. I'm not really a journaling person, but especially with a breakup specifically, I've been like, holy shit, there's so many things I like have left to say. And it's not always the best to tell the person that. And so for me, I've been like pouring that into my thoughts journal. But do you feel like, what's been your coping way? Like, do you like to talk to someone, like a friend or family? What's your vibe when you, or are you more like you want to deal with it yourself when you have a lot of thoughts?
So I talk to my mom a lot. Like every time I'm going through something, I feel like I need to speak to her and talk it out with her. But that's not like the only thing, really. Journaling has helped me so, so much. So my breakup happened in April, like beginning of April. And in June, I have my first entry like in this journal. I was feeling crazy, you guys. A couple of days, I just was waking up anxious every single day with so many thoughts just like running through my head and anxious thoughts. And I was like, I just need to go get a notebook and write everything down that's going on up here, because this is, I don't know what's going on. I need to write it down and like think through all of these things. And that's what journaling has really helped me do. Once I just get all of it out of my brain and it doesn't feel so crowded. Yeah. It's so weird. Like it just flows onto the page and you can't even imagine how much better you feel after. It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like you will, but every single time you feel better afterwards. So I bought this journal and I wrote for like 5 pages, and it was a pretty big journal too. And I read, oh gosh.
MLA format?
Yeah. I read that back. Like I did the other day. I read it back and I was like, damn girl, you're going through it. I was going through it. And it's so weird to read that now, because that's really what was just running through my mind. And it was pure sadness. Sad girl era for sure. And going through it, there's just been so many different eras and things that I've gone through, and journaling has been the one thing that's like always there and always helps. I've used it in a couple different ways of things that I wanted to say to that person that I'm not going to say or write it down there, things that I want to remind myself.
Good idea.
Yes, so this is something that I always say, because it's so easy to think about the good times in the relationship and you don't really want to think about the bad times. And that's when you start to really miss the person. So it's good to write down the not so good times and remind yourself why you made this decision or why this is good for you. And it's not always just bad things. Sometimes it's things that you are going to look forward to, things that you're going to gain, and just little reminders that you want to look back on, but also just journaling how you're feeling every single day. And like a journal just, it's the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever. You can write whatever you want, anything, and you're going to feel great, amazing after.
I love that. If you're not a journaling person, I was just thinking about this because it's kind of related to what we're doing. Because for me, like podcasts feel very therapeutic, but obviously, so say you don't like journaling, you can like make yourself voice memos low-key.
Dude, voice memos hit. Or I do that as videos. Well. going on walks and just talking. Just act like you're on the phone and just talk it all out.
I like that. I'm going to re-listen to this and take your prompt ideas.
Yeah, same.
Because that's
I'm
going
to re-listen. I'm re-listening to this.
But that's a good point that you bring up, because I feel like everyone goes through this phase in a breakup where, you know, all you're feeling is sadness and missing them, and all you can think about is the good times. And that can get scary because you're like, should we get back to you? Like, you know, just being like, why did this happen? Because you don't, your brain like blocks out not even like horrible times, but you know, just certain bad memories or whatever that you don't necessarily, your brain doesn't want to remember, because obviously it's going to want to remember the good parts.
I always think that, because even in the relationship, I think it became kind of habit to forget things that were bad, because you're in the relationship and you're like, oh, like I forgave that person for this thing, or we moved past that thing, or no, like that's not as bad. And you're kind of like blinded by it too. So it's almost in your nature to not think of those things. So you kind of take that on after the relationship as well. So you have to remind yourself, like, it wasn't all good, and it, you know, wasn't all bad. You have to remind yourself of, you know, that.
Okay, question. So what are some things since your breakup have you experienced that you don't, or like people you've met, certain experiences that you had, have had, that you don't think you would have had or met had the breakup not happened? Anything stand out? Friendships or certain experiences?
I don't think I would have gone on my New York trip. So that was my first ever like solo trip. I went to go meet friends, but I flew alone. It was the first time flying in years.
Big girl stuff.
It was huge. I definitely would have not gone. I had been wanting to go for a long time, but I never pulled the trigger until it was after my breakup. And I was like, there's nothing holding, like, not something holding me back, but like, there's nothing, there's no reason to say no. And I told you this the other day. Like, I keep telling myself that. I'm like, I don't have a reason to say no, so I'm not going to.
No, I get that, though, because when you're in a relationship, it's like you want to spend your time with that person. Not that they're like, you can't go on a trip, but innately you're just like, you want to be at home with, or whatever, like with them, and not do your own thing sometimes. So that's awesome that you did that. Good for you, dude.
Yeah. You just want to be, you know, with them, whatever they're doing. And you're like, yeah, I don't have to go. But I'm like, I have no reason to not go. So that... I honestly pay very close attention to all the people that I'm meeting and the people that are coming into my life. And I notice a lot of like numbers that I add to my phones and like my phones. I notice, sorry, let me say
trap
it again.
Phone.
I notice all the new numbers that I add to my phone. Every single person, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have met that person. I wouldn't. So that's something that I honestly like remind myself a lot of the time. People that I wouldn't have met, connections I wouldn't have made, experiences I wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have been hanging out with my friends as much, obviously. And now those friendships, like, wow, they feel like family. And pouring into those has been the best thing ever. I feel the closest to my friends like I've ever felt. And those are the relationships that are so, so important to you. And you really need to make rock solid, you know? So I'm very glad that I'm building up those friendships. It's so important.
I feel like friendships too, because obviously in a relationship, you love them, but it's almost impossible to have unconditional love for someone in a romantic relationship, because it's like, if they cheat on you, you know, you're not gonna have unconditional love and like forgive them. Like how, if like, say you're a mom and your son like does something horrible, you're still gonna love him because that's unconditional. And I feel like that's with your friends, you know, you'll go through ups and downs, but it's more unconditional than in a relationship sometimes, right?
Yeah, because I mean, your friends will do things that are bad, and it's not to you, you know.
Yeah.
But you're like, hey, I love you.
Yeah, I love you, girl.
Yeah, because it's like if your child does something to some other person, you're like, no, but they're great, and I love them. And same thing with friends. I'm like, but you're awesome. I love you. You're
it's
not a bad person, girl.
Yeah.
It is different in a relationship. That you, yeah.
Good to pour into those. I feel that lately too. Even just the last little bit since it's happened, I feel like I've been finding such a good community lately, which is so exciting because I didn't have that really before. And I didn't really have the, I guess, I don't know if ambition is the right word to use, but I didn't really have
desire.
The desire. Yeah, ooh, I didn't
girl.
Have the desire to, because I was just happy and comfortable, which is obviously fine. And I'm, you know, none of this episode is us like shitting on relationships because we both love.
Not at all. Love.
Amazing.
Go off.
But looking back, it's funny because one of my biggest goals at the beginning of this year was to be more open to things, say yes to more things, and be more social. I really wanted to, I don't know, spread my wings a little bit and be more of like a social butterfly. But like, I, you know, naturally, I feel like I'm not like that, but I still wanted to be open to new friendships because I wasn't before for some reason, whether that was part of it was, you know, just anxiousness surrounding that. And I also just didn't feel the need to, but that has been so fulfilling. You know, like, I don't think I even would have said yes to going on this whole trip because the reason I'm in California, I was in North Carolina for a little bit with a friend who asked me, and it's funny because my first thought was to say no and come up with an excuse why, just because I'm naturally like that. And then I was thought about it before I sent that text, and I was like, why wouldn't I say yes? Like, let's go. And then I just decided to come here after, thus meeting you. And it's just, it's a crazy domino effect. You know, obviously there's going to be some not so fun dominoes that fall after a breakup, but I don't know, something that helps me a lot is just knowing that I still haven't experienced some of the best moments of my life yet. And like, I don't know, even just the past like 2 weeks, I'm like, I don't think I would have had formed these friendships that I have had that not happened. So
it's interesting. Don't make me emotional.
Oh, oh girl, gosh. I will.
Yeah. I'll be emotional. It's okay. I'll cry. I'll
but do it. Yeah, it's a big domino effect. And, you know, some of it's going to hurt. But I feel like at the end of the day, anyone who's going through something, whether it's like a breakup or whatever, something tough, there's always good days ahead, which sounds cheesy, but it's like there always is.
You have to allow yourself to look on the bright side of things because it's so easy. You almost feel like you owe something to the person that you're in a relationship with to be sad and to mourn and to be like really stuck in the sad parts of it instead of being like, no, these are the good things that are for me. When it's like, okay, I feel bad for the relationship and I feel bad for that person, then I'm looking ahead and I'm seeing good things for myself. But you have to allow yourself. This is your life and your journey now, and you are the creator of all of it. So you have to allow yourself to create what you want. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to grieve this relationship you had, this life that you had, the person that you were, the person that you're with. But there isn't time to look forward and to see all the things that you're going to gain out of it.
Yeah, it's all a process to get to that point too, because obviously, you know, the first few days, few months, few weeks, whatever, of a breakup is brutal. So at first it's, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you like just are going through it, you know, this is ahead. But you have to feel those emotions. You can't push it to the side. And they're scary to feel. Like some of these emotions, no matter what you're going through, when it's a tough time, they're scary to face. And it's almost easier to not let yourself feel them. But if you don't feel them, you can't release it.
Oh, no. You have to release it. You have to let it flow through you. When it comes, it comes. It comes in a wave. And you, if you keep pushing it down, it's not going anywhere, but just it's just staying there. Like it, you have to let it flow through you and let it go. You just keep pushing it down, and they're going to come like even harder. So huge thing. Feel all of your emotions. There are times where I just like get in the car and I just start crying out of nowhere. And I don't even question it sometimes. I'm like, yep, I just needed to go cry. I just needed to cry. You feel good. And I'm like, da, 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 da. That was great. That was fun. Yeah,
you have to allow yourself to go through that for sure. Okay, I have a fun question. What has being single for the first time been like? It's funny because when I was in my relationship, we would always talk about, we're so glad we're in a relationship because the dating world right now sucks.
I would say that all the time. I remember having a conversation with one of my friends that's in a relationship, and we were both like, I would be terrified to be single right now. Like, I'm so glad it's like dating apps. That's scary. And now I'm on a dating app.
She is.
I am. And it's still scary. How has that been? It's still scary.
Is it weird, like, putting yourself back out? Like, teach me, because obviously I'm not even thinking about that right now, but you're obviously further along in this journey. But I'm sure it's been weird, like, welcoming new people into your life, and I don't know.
Absolutely. And I'm still trying to figure out what I want out of being on dating apps and dating people. I really want to see like what I like, because I was in a relationship for so long. Guys, I don't know my type. Like, I don't know what I like. I don't know what I know certain things that I need in a partner and stuff, but I'm like, couldn't tell you my type of guy. Couldn't tell you what I look for in a guy, to an extent. You know what I mean? To an extent. So it's fun to figure those things out and to go with people and be like, oh, I liked this about this person. I liked that about that person.
Because in a way, it's almost like you're single for the first time.
No, I am.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you were single.
I was
like,
single before.
Right, but it's different because you were not a child, but you were like young. You were 17 when you got into a relationship. So this is your first time as an adult being single.
My ex was the first person that ever took me on a date. So I had never been on another first date after that. So it is odd. I was excited for someone to like take me out, and I wasn't really thinking too hard into it. You really can't when you're dating too, and that's what I've learned with friends. And friends are great to get advice from and be like, guys, what the heck am I doing? And it's also fun to have single friends that they're navigating you through it and you're helping each other out, like us now.
No, literally us. I'm like, I will be texting you.
I'm like, go under my wing. I wish, let's make a hindro.
No.
Eventually I'll get her.
Oh God.
It is terrifying, but it's fun. And I didn't even know when I was ready. I kind of knew I was ready when I was excited to meet new people and stuff. But you really just have to like get out there and experience it to know if you're ready or not. Like, do you cry during your first date? Do you cry after?
Do you trauma dump?
You know, right? Do you think about the other person when you're like on the date? You can't really know that until you actually like get out there and just like try it out, you know? Yeah, it's terrifying. And I wish I had more advice, but I'm just figuring it out as I go along. I really am.
What era do you feel like you're in right now? What are a few different, that's like my favorite trend, is like, I'm in my blank era. I love that trend. So what are some eras you feel like you're in right now?
I really do think I'm in my villain era. I really do.
Would you care to elaborate or no? Not on the pod.
I will elaborate in ways of I'm like, I'm just being like, damn, I'm really the shit, huh? Do you know what I mean?
You're like in the era where you're feeling yourself.
I mean, I feel like I'm just moving without a care in the world.
Because she's free.
Because I'm free and I'm just like, I'll go here, I'll go there, I'll do what I want, I'll move how I want. Yeah. But I feel like in a villain era, it's like you're really doing things for you. You're like, F everyone else. I mean, to an extent. But you know what I mean? I'm doing everything for me. No cares. I'm in my go with the flow era. I'm really with the flow. And I've been doing that for a minute. Yeah, no.
Yeah, are you usually a planner? Like, do you like to know?
Yeah. But I think that this is in my nature. I really do.
Does it feel good to go with the flow rather than have things like planned?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I bet you feel more like free, because that's kind of how I've been feeling too, because I used to be like, I kind of want to know what's like happening to a certain extent. But now I'm just like, someone asked me on a trip, I'll drop. Okay, let's go.
You know what's funny is that I actually got my aura read, which I never did before. I'd gotten that done before. And he told me basically told me to go with the flow. And he was like, when you feel like you need to have a grasp on everything and move things that way, that is not in your nature. Like, your nature is to flow and be be as you go along. And ever since then, I've just been leaning into that and stepping into that. And the more and more I do it, the more and more I feel like myself, really.
Interesting. There's definitely like a beauty to letting go of things, especially things you like can't control, and I don't know, even letting go of what you think like the future is gonna look like specifically.
Ooh, what was the thing I told you the other day?
I'm getting pop quizzed right now. Don't know, don't need to know.
Yes. Guys,
shout out Natalie.
Yes, my friend told me this. Her name's can I say that? Yes. Her name's Natsni Eats. And she told me the other day, don't know, don't need to know. Don't know, don't need to know. Don't know, don't need to know. Just keep reminding yourself that. I don't know and I don't need to know. And that has given me so much peace.
I have a cute little question. What are your favorite ways to show yourself love?
Buy myself a matcha.
And I'm
love
cured.
To have a me day. And I feel like a me day is to really do things that make me feel good. All of that in one day. So things that make me feel good is like waking up early, getting movement in, whether that's going to the gym or going on a walk, getting myself ready. I love to like doll myself up and look cute, you know? And then going to a coffee shop.
How much that hits.
Yes. Honestly, just pouring things into myself. And I reiterate that like so much. So I do that by doing things that I like and doing things that make me feel good. And going to a coffee shop, getting my matcha that I love, that always makes me feel good. Doing some work. So that's also like pouring into myself is being productive, you know.
And now you have all the time in the world to do that. That's something that surprised me, how much more time I have, you know? That's been crazy.
Yes, and what you can do with that time and those possibilities. It is crazy. And for a while, you realize that when you let yourself think of like a positive part of it, because innately, I think you want to think of the negative part of being sad and being like, wow, the days are moving so slow without this person and I have so much time without him and I'm using that time to like be sad about it and everything. But yeah, there is so much time to like do other things and do things for you.
Looking back, I guess, do you feel like you neglected alone time or you time during your relationship at all? Or did you kind of have that like independence still?
No, I don't think I neglected it. And I think that really helped me through my breakup, because
you're already used to it.
I was. And it's kind of sad to say that it was a choice in a sense, but because I kind of had to. Because the person that I was with, we weren't doing a lot of things. I mean, we weren't going on a lot of dates and hanging out together a lot because he was working a lot. So I kind of had to be alone a lot of the time and find those things that I like to do with myself. Also, the fact that my work is solo a lot of the time, so I had to be alone a lot of the time. But I really had to make the intention before my breakup, kind of way before, of figuring out what I like to do alone. And I feel like I did that quite a while ago, like a few years ago, I think. I really kind of went on this self-love journey. But I think I did that because I wasn't hanging out with like, but I think I did that because my significant other and I weren't doing a lot of things.
That's kind of crazy how that's turned into a positive almost though, because now the transition of now you have so much alone time, because that can be really jarring when you're used to being with someone all the time. So it's kind of crazy how that worked out.
I know. And I thought, like, I kept reminding myself of that. And I felt like that was one of the things that I really had to talk about when I announced my breakup and like talk about those things, is saying, is telling people ways that you can, is giving examples of things that you can do alone, because I had so much experience with that.
So what are your favorite things to do alone?
Literally what I told you, like that whole day I had. And, like, that's like my, during the week, that's my daily routine, is basically what I do every day. And I do that solo and I love it. So I kind of had this routine already that I was just like, okay, I'm just going to do that more. And I didn't really have to think of a lot of extra things because I was already doing that. Also, I lived with my significant other for a while and I moved back home before the relationship ended, which gave us even more space apart from each other. So I was already home kind of making that routine of being alone, when I feel like if we were living together and then we broke up and I just went back home and everything was so black and white, that would have really freaked me out because I wouldn't have had that routine. But I already kind of started to make it for myself. I felt like I was nesting.
Yeah.
I was like preparing myself a little bit.
So to anyone who maybe is going through a breakup and say they have to move back home now, what really helped you, even though you guys weren't breaking up when you moved back home, but what helped you the most through that transition of living with someone and then going back home?
I think allowing myself to be confused and allow myself to be like, I don't know what's going on. I had a lot of days where I had to let myself just not do anything and sleep in and have no routine, you know? And then I got to the point where I was like, okay, now it's time. now it's time. And through kind of like not really doing anything, and I was figuring out certain things that I would like to do, actually, I started to piece together this routine. And I was like, okay, I gave myself that time to like be sad and be confused. I knew that I was kind of in this in-between part of life. And once you recognize that and you lean into that and you're not putting yourself down for it, because that can be very detrimental to yourself and especially your mental health, you can't be mean to yourself through those things and through this process. That's so, no one's going to be nice to you. It's going to be yourself. Like, you're with yourself 24/7 for the rest of your life. Like, be nice to you and guide yourself through this, because you just want to make yourself feel good. Like, no one wants to be sad. I mean, you know, you don't want to be sad. So help yourself. And I had to help myself. You know what I mean?
You are popping off with these answers. You guys, I don't think you understand. I'm literally leaning back in this chair and I'm nodding. I'm like, this is hitting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had to let myself like be in that in between. And I still am. I still am letting myself. And then there's times where I'm like, okay, go, like, let's get it together. And then I started to piece together that routine for myself. And you know when you're ready. Like, you can't force that. You can't force, like, okay, now I'm home. Like, I'm going to find this whole thing, like, with, like, that's different and without him. And I need it to, like, fit together. But you can't force those things.
Yeah, that takes
you know?
Time.
It really, really does.
It's a whole life readjustment. Because a change like that is very jarring. Like, what do I do with myself? Okay, what are your current goals you have for yourself looking forward? Like, what are, yeah.
Overall?
You go find a man. I'm just kidding.
Right? I'm like, I joke about that all the time, though. I'm like, when am I going to find a husband? Yeah. It's like, I do not want a boyfriend. Like,
no.
It's the farthest thing from what I want, but I do joke about that a lot. I'm like, when am I going to find a husband and have some kids?
We're in our single girl era.
Yeah, we are.
Going back to that question.
Heavy,
anyway.
heavy in the single girl era. You know what's funny is that since I wasn't really letting myself look far in the future, like, I wasn't really making a lot of goals for myself. I was just really letting myself go with goals for the next 24 hours.
I love
that. You know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that right now I'm just barely really letting myself think far in the future and plan those things. So honestly, it's very much like to be determined. I'm figuring those things out like as I go along and as I'm going with the flow of things, what I want. So I'm still figuring that out. I'm still figuring out those goals that I have for myself, but I want to have an answer.
No, but I feel like that is an answer.
You think so?
Because now that I asked you that, I'm like, wait, do I literally have any goals for myself? Because I'm still in the stage where I'm like, I'm still kind of just going through it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing next week, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I really have been trying not to be a future based person. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't answer the question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't know where I see myself in 5 months. I don't know where I see myself. Ooh, don't ask me that. So I think that is an answer. Like, it's okay if you're just taking it day by day.
Literally day by day. I went on a date actually last week, and one of the questions the guy asked me was, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Canceled.
I was like,
absolutely not.
I was traumatized. I was like, what did I say? God, I think I've
blacked out.
I think I blacked out.
I feel that.
I don't know. I think I made something up. I think it was like, I want to own my own business and I want to like own a company and blah, blah, blah. Like, I was just like, I'm an entrepreneur.
I am a moneymaker.
I'm smart and I want to own my own business. So I think that's what I answered for him, but I don't know. Like, don't ask me that.
The audacity to ask that, like, sir.
He also asked me, so what's like your intention with dating?
Well, that was not a good question to ask.
I'm like,
Ms.
did
Lindsay.
You look up questions? Like, what do you ask on a first date? Because if that was on the list, then cancel that website. That should not be allowed.
What did you tell him?
I told him. Okay, you want to know my answer to that?
Do you want to share it?
Yeah. I mean, I basically told you to kind of figure out what I like, but also I'm kind of like, I literally told him going with the flow, and if something happens, then it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, I'm just going with it, meeting new people, learning more about myself, while also meeting other people. And that's what my friends had a lot of advice to say going into dating. It's like, what am I going to learn about myself with this person? I've learned so much about myself with each person. No, going into that with that intention, I've learned a lot about myself and what I like and what I don't like.
That's beautiful.
Yes. I've learned that I'm very honest. And I kind of told you this.
You told me this. You're like, I would tell this man straight up.
Yeah, I would rather say things, again, to an extent of saying things, but if I'm going to start acting different and moving different in some type of way, I'd rather, like, say things of how I feel and give the other person space to kind of, like, explain themselves, open a conversation, than not say anything and feel some type of way and start acting different. I've learned that I like to be honest. That's a good thing to learn.
That is. I'm like, were you a liar before? No, I'm just kidding.
I guess more of not saying things, mm-hmm. kind of keeping things to myself and then feeling some type of way when it's like, no, I have feelings. I'm going to say them. Powerful. Kind of.
Have you been feeling like more in tune with yourself and like powerful lately?
Oh my God.
We kind of talked about this, but you said you've been feeling like you've been stepping into your like femininity.
Yeah. My divine feminine. Yeah. I think I've definitely just been stepping into my own. I feel so in tune with myself. It's crazy. I feel like I got me. And that's something that just I want everyone to experience. I feel like I have found me again. I found my light again. I feel reignited. I really, really do. I feel re-inspired. I feel creative. I feel motivated to do things every day. So how you said my goals, for example, I guess one of them is kind of like a daily goal. Oh, I want to walk more, you know?
Yeah, daily goals are, I feel like that's not as common as what are your year goals or, yeah.
Even when you asked me that, it kind of scared me a little bit. Like, I was like, God, goals.
No, I scared myself, asked myself that, because when you were answering, I was like, wait, what are mine?
Exactly. So, yeah, I want to walk more. Recently, I've been kind of driving to different places and parking my car and just walking. Like, just getting out, putting my headphones on, and walking without a care and listening to a podcast or something and getting my steps in, getting movement in different ways. So, like, that's one of my goals.
I love the idea of a daily goal. That's so much more bite-sized for your brain to process rather than having, like, a list of 50 things that, you know, you want to achieve over the next year. I mean, it's, like, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, pay attention to how that makes you feel, too, once you have that goal for the day. And you accomplished it. Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel whatever? If it made you feel good, do it again tomorrow. Do it again the next day. And that's how habits are formed.
I literally feel like I could sit here and talk with you forever. Aww. Like, oh my gosh. Right? And I'm so excited for all the On My Mind listeners to hear this. And I don't know. I appreciate you opening up. I mean, even on your own channels, I feel like I respect that a lot. How you've been handling it and talking about it and just seeing your journey with it has been really inspiring. So do you want to give everyone your social handles?
Yeah,
so they can
for
follow.
Sure. Come on over here, it's a party. Pretty much everything is _ Lindsay Ray, LANDSAYRAE. That sounded like
podcast.
Some ASMR right there.
It was.
My podcast is Waves and Rays with Lindsay Ray. It hits. I've been doing video versions on my YouTube, which has been really fun. So incorporating that to my YouTube channel as well. We have similar vibes.
Similar vibes,
so.
Different fonts.
Different fonts.
Yeah.
Good for
us. Same font. Wait. No, I don't know. Whatever the saying is. Same thing, different font. Right?
Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
I don't know what the trends. But
thank you.
Yeah.
Being here, for showing me all the LA spots.
Yes.
It was such a pleasure having you on, darling.
Oh, I love you so much, darling. Let's do this again. Have me on anytime.
Okay.
You're like, I'll take that
say
offer.
Less.
And next time I'm gonna come to Hawaii. I've never been, you guys.
That is always astonishing to me. I'm like, what do you mean? Come over here.
You never been before, I'll go.
Convince her, please. I mean, I don't know.
I'm already convinced.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ayla, tell me when to go.
Okay.
I'm like, tell me when you can have me.
Coming soon, y'all.
Well, can I fly back with you tomorrow?
Didn't you say you're in your saying yes era? I'm like, come on.
Don't tempt me. The look I just gave her, I'm like, tempt me.
Okay. TBD, coming soon. But thank you all so much for listening to this episode. That was everything on my mind.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.